turundusuudised.
Our next topic is news that come from Euromonitor this time, and we are going to talk about connected appliances. And Euromonitor tells us, and out of all the countries in the world, there are six markets: the US, South Korea, Japan, China, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, that are highlighted as particular growth areas for connected appliances. And they also tell that connected appliances are not only offering consumer convenience, economically, environmentally friendly features and cost savings, but also have significant cross-industry effects for manufacturers and retailers in home care, insurance and other industries. They bring also out an example that detergent manufacturers can and retailers will be able to purchase the usage data of connected washing machines to improve the product mix and supply services of their detergents. And or another example, that healthcare insurance companies can get connected fridge freezer users consumption data to adjust insurance premiums. From the category growth opportunities perspective, they bring out the categories with major potential for connected appliances, including split air conditioners, automatic washing machines, and robotic vacuum cleaners, based on cases of usage. So, how would you comment the trend?
Well, yeah, this is coming. This is Internet of Things, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So I knew that it's coming, and I'm following this trend. So this is something what is really interesting for me, and I think this is really trending, and this is how to say the big future behind that. For example, we just can I don't know, look five years back and imagine smart TVs or smart watches. There's something what was pretty far away. But what we see now, and also in HT Pool, we all the time we are following this new trends and trying to understand how we can adopt that into our networks, into our technology, how to build technology for that, what kind of forms, advertising forms and formats to develop additionally. So in HT Pool, we even have a special department who is looking for these new devices and developing new forms and formats for advertising. For instance, the smart TVs with the pre-roll videos, with the small videos, which is directly integrated into the software by the producers of the smart TVs. So basically, what we do with the LG and also with other companies, so we are trying to integrate our ad publishing infrastructure into that and kind of approach that in this way. And what's related with this Internet of Things. So I think that in really, really near future, we will start see the techniques as a retarget based on the content of your fridge, for example. That if you don't have milk anymore, then you see on the screen that you need to confirm new order, for example, when the producer will get this information and will deliver that immediately for you if you have appropriate contract and so on and so on. So I think this is big future behind that.
But do you see that the connected appliances, that this is only the kind of one-way source, that it's only source of data, collecting data that will be then sold or delivered to different manufacturers or retailers, or is it going to become a two-way channel? That means that my smartwatch or my smart bed will tell me in the morning that, hello, I saw that you didn't sleep very well. Please go and buy some whatever medicine or vitamin that to feel well during your day.
I think definitely it will go this way. I think we can expect like the same as with web, so that was World Wide Web first version, then it was second version, and if first wave started by presenting the information, so reading something and looking for something, Then the second wave, it was mainly related with the two-side communication, when all the forums, social networks, the comments, blogs, and so on started to appear. So it's basically from one side communication that the web switched now completely to two-side communication, and I think with the connected appliances and this Internet of Things, that will be exactly the same thing. That first of all, it will give for you the information which you can use. But after that, these old devices will be connected with each other, included with the human being, of course, and then you know it will be connected into kind of network. When you know not only your watch will tell that you slept bad, but maybe then the fridge will order for you something to make you fresher, yeah, something like this. So I think that you know it's at this point it's even hard to imagine how far it could go. It's as usual. I mean there are like prototypes and first concept, but after that they're coming these early adopters, and whatever you know where is additional advertising possibility or additional possibility to make a business out from something, and I see that this appliances is something where it's related with really with the sales, with the marketing a lot of. So if something has this possibility or this opportunity to advertise something, it is definitely use that. And I think that we also all the marketers, all the digital marketers, and will start to use as an advertising channel.
You will happily wait for new channels, isn't it?
Well, it's you know both. I will say that both the feeling is strange because on one hand there are many these channels. I mean, there's so huge amount of channels, and also the tools and techniques what we are using, and it just on daily basis it's coming more and more and more. And sometimes, of course, it's like very cool to see new opportunity or new possibility and something what you know make things different. But on the other hand, sometimes I'm afraid that it's just too much of everything all the time. So yeah,
absolutely. Just last question about this topic. Do you have any time predictions? It means that when can we wait? When can we expect the first solutions for the kind of the major usage of someone's data from connected appliances, or vice versa, the first advertising campaigns on the connected appliances? Is it the question of a year, 2 years, some months? How far is it now?
No, I think that we have some already. We have some cases already. Of course, you know, because advertising it's coming the last, I think. Because first of all, it is the usability, and especially for the producers. If you will make something with the objective only advertise that, it won't work. So first of all, it shall solve the problem. And I feel that that's you know in usual in the startup world that if your product solving the problem, then you will be successful. If it just you know something for nothing, it's really hard to expect something really successful. So what I can see now, not only these appliances but also smart home solutions. Yes, for example, very very similar thing. That you have an application and you are you know just walking with your phone or sitting in your car, and as soon as you are going far from your home, then your heating turning off, yeah, based on your location services, which is in your application, or the parking spaces, automation, and so on. So there are a lot of examples. What's already from the same world. They're already working, and the solution is already working. And I know that also appliance producers as Electrolux, they show very shortly. They are coming already with the first working versions. Of course, maybe it's not so improved that it's like. Let's say it doesn't have yet needed infrastructure to you know to connect all the appliances because it's just the first devices or first concept now coming out, and it's the same as the smart TV. In first days, smart TV there was no critical amount of users. That's why you cannot do that. And then producers of related equipment or related technology is not really interested. Plus, technology makes time to develop. So I think that's first of all, that will start, that the producers, they will start to produce more and more such things. And the first objective for them will be to solve some problems. And after that, that will come updates, like software updates, that will be, there will be like developed the networks which connected that will be also developed advertising networks for that, and so on and so on. I would expect like maybe within 10 years, it will be like pretty big advertising from advertising point of view. But as a technology as such, if not speaking from this advertising point of view, I think we are like 2-3 years and there will be a lot of that.
Very good. Thank you a lot for this insight. And we are also, from a marketing point of view, waiting really eagerly what is going to happen. And I think that this is one of the most most interesting trends that is really going to change our marketing and the way we behave. So really fascinated to see the big things happening.